Yeah, it was probably sometime in the late 1970s that I first met Robert. So there you go. That's how long it's been. And he was half the man he is today.
Or less.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm speaking, of course, about the Lord's Supper, about Jesus' sacrifice. So a lot of what Johnny said, just kind of remember that and you'll, John 15:13 is where we'll start. So in context, this is Jesus talking to the apostles, but greater love has no one than this, that one day not, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Now, in the case of the apostles, this was absolutely true for most of them. Now for us, you know, we'll talk about that, but how does he demonstrate this? Well, some other scriptures here. Romans chapter 5. Starting in verse 6. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would even. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Philippians chapter 2, where we'll go next. Start in verse 1. Therefore, if there's any encouragement in Christ, if there's any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affliction and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. And then we'll continue in a minute here. So, you know, we're admonished to be like Christ. You know, he set the example. Greater love has no one than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. He demonstrated for us while we were yet sinners. So when we think about emulating him, you know, and exhibiting that character trait, we don't often run into cases in the United States or in the modern world where you have the opportunity to lay down your life for your friends. And it's kind of one of those things you only get to do once. So where do you go from there? Okay, well, that I it's an easy thing to say. I'd absolutely, you know, push that small child out of the way of a speeding car, or I'd, you know, take a bullet for somebody. I mean, I don't know. Maybe not Robert, but where do we as Christians, where do we fit in that? How can we have that same attitude and yet still accomplish anything? Where here in Philippians, I wouldn't say that character trait backs off a little bit, but it puts it into a practical sense. So, you know, being back in verse 2, being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. And here's where he puts it into a practical sense. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. And have this attitude, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself and taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found as a man, he humbled himself to the point of becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So, don't regard equality. You know, we're admonished to put others before ourselves. It's easy to, or the practical way of demonstrating that willingness to sacrifice others is to just put other people in front of yourself. Christ did it for us in the most complete and final way that he could. So we can take the same opportunity, and it gets down to the being generous. It's easy to be generous when you regard everybody else as more important than you. It's easy to sacrifice yourself when you regard everybody else as more important than you are. We've talked about Rich earlier, you know, being willing to step up and do anything that needs to be done. I've seen lots of great examples over the years. Mike Ferguson is one of those. Mike and I talked a number of years ago at Peaks, and we kind of independently put it into words that we decided that if there was something in the kingdom that needed to be done that was within our power to do it, whether financially or physically, then we would do it. You know, the excuse of, I don't feel like it. Oh, I got to wash the car, or, you know, we're going to be at the lake this weekend, or whatever the case may be. If there's something in the kingdom that needs to be done, you do it. Matthew chapter 20. Start in 26. Sometimes you think phones are easier, but not necessarily. Verse 26. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. So the first line there, that's the one that kind of gets you. It's not this way among you. So God's saying, this isn't how you are, but this is what you should do. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of God, or the Son of Man, did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. The example is that we are servants. As Johnny put so great, you know, it's a backwards kingdom. The king is the first servant. If we want to emulate the king, we serve others. So as we, this morning, look at your life, look at what your attitude is. Am I coming to the assembly because I'm getting something out of the assembly? Well, hopefully you are. But is my purpose coming to the assembly is so that I can serve others and give to others? And also, as a plug, while I'm speaking of giving to others, there is an offering box in the trailer, and you should make use of it. So, can I have my servers come up, and we'll have a prayer? Thanks, guys. Blessed Heavenly Father, thank you for the great example that you gave us, and that while we were yet sinners, that you laid down your life for us. And Lord, we know that that's a lot to ask of somebody. So thank you for putting that out there, that the way that we do that is that we dedicate our lives. We in turn live for others, that we can serve you best by serving others, Lord. It's a humbling experience, Lord. It really helps you put things into the proper perspective about what it means to be Christ-like, about what it means to be your servant. Lord, we really want to especially thank you for that sacrifice, because without it, we would have no forgiveness of sins. We would have no newness of life. Your sacrifice made it possible for all those things to make a fit dwelling place for your Holy Spirit, so that we would have that seal, so that we can enter into your heavenly kingdom, so that we can enter into that final rest. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.